at the LSM this year in Dijon, and this discussion led to some proposals which were posted on the mailing list, and here is a summary of what what is intended to be done, and it is presented here in order to have some feedbacks from you and advices and if it's a bad idea, corrections.
And some help.
Of course. So basically, I'm going to present the current life cycle of an offer package, to present what can be done better, and then to explain our proposal, and to conclude with some interesting side effects, and what's done, what remains to be done, and we will let you ask any questions or any comments on what we said. So, what's the life of an orphan package? Maintainer orphans the package, or some another developer orphans it for him. The QA group maintains it or not. And there are contributors that submit patches in the BTS, and sometimes those patches stand there for many weeks, months, years, without any attention. So the QA group is intended to apply those patches and upload new versions when necessary, when we have to fix bugs or things like that. Until the package gets adopted by another maintainer or when it gets removed from the distribution. So here is a schematic overview of what I've just said, and I'm going to let Alex explain to you the proposal.
So Mohamed drew up the situation which is currently done with orphan packages. So we have here a drawing which shows what you all here know. And I will now explain you what we had in mind after all the discussion for showing you our proposal in detail. So first of all, what could be better if we look at this situation? First of all, there is not always a new data maintainer for adopting the package. And maybe this package could be useful for some users. But if this package doesn't attract interest in the community of Debian developers, it may remain alone with no interest at all. So that might be a problem. Secondly, external contributors may, the only way they have to contribute to the package is to submit a patch in the BTS. This can lead to have a couple of patches sleeping in the BTS for a long time. And the problem is that maybe you can have a user interested in an orphan package. There are patches in the BTS, but he just has to pass the BTS, find the patch, has the knowledge to apply the patch in the source package, build the package, and then he has the package he wants with the patches. That's really a hard way for user. And finally, there might be volunteers outside of the event wanting to give a hand, but who doesn't want to go through them because it's a really particular travel to go through them.
No. Don't be so afraid. I think you will like global idea, so you see the whole picture.
New maintenance.
Here is the global idea. First of all, we thought that it was a good idea to welcome external contributions. That's why we are talking with you today. So the first idea is submersion in the middle. You will see in detail how we want to do that. Having submersion in the middle means that we have to automatically inject the source packages of OFEMP in this repository. If not, it would be a pain to manually inject a package in subversion and start from there. So we think that we need a transparent wrapper, which could be run by Chrome or something like that. This wrapper is written yet. There is a prototype written
already
written, and I will explain to you what it can do later in this talk. Then we want to allow commits in the subversion for a particular package in the repository to external contributors. So instead of submitting a patch and waiting, praying, the external contributor could be encouraged to submit a patch into BTS and to commit it in the repository. Then enters in the game the QA group. Its role is to review patches done by external contributors, and if that's okay, it can use a vendor package or something to build the new package. And then we have divided the work, and it's not only to go into the BTS for reviewing patches manually, but you just perform SVNF and get the patches.
Can you just say something? What is said here is already true. We can already review patches in the BTS and apply them for our use. We're not doing it, but the whole goal of this project is to provide tools that enable us and the QA members to do this more easily, to have tools really to check the dips between the actual version, which is the version, the last version that was deployed in Unstable, so that we can check the work that has been done, and things like that. And that's why we're trying to have something it's centralized as well as coherent.
So what's better with this proposal? First of all, we spoke about users who might be interested in contributing to the package, but who really don't have the time or don't want to go through them. With this situation, they might have a SVN access to the package they want to contribute to, and then we don't have to find someone interested in the Debian community for enhancing the shape of this package. First of all, that may attract new contributors to our fund package because it's not PNM. It may be something which could be a new gate to the DBM.
That's the idea of Mark, really.
Yes.
It could be the idea of Mark. You want to do task-based things to new maintainer. Those do not want to be new maintainers, but maybe they will after some time when they get used to the work and they see it's not so difficult.
No. I gotta stop that.
And then, as Rafael said it before, we believe it will enhance and simplify the work of the QA because there will be RCS, in fact, in the center of the work of orphan applications.
Just to give an example, if we have this central subversion repository, we can generate our web pages with the list of packages which have changed because someone externally committed something. So we can directly see, oh, yes, we could review and upload it from them, and it would be easier than having to mail everyone or finding a sponsor or things like that. And that's why it could be even broader than the OFEMP package. It will be a set of tools that we want to use for OFEMP package at the beginning. But maybe people doing team maintenance, like PKG-Node, they're maintaining many packages in the same way, really. And they could use that to benefit from the work that we make.
Yes.
Yeah.
one thing I. Yeah. One thing, the problem I have with this whole proposal, and we have discussed this also on the mailing list already, if I do a QA uploads, this is mostly, I have here a few hours and let's do some work, and I just get the source packages, apply some patches or make some changes and re-upload them. And especially, I don't care about the history of the package. I don't care about versions and when was this patch applied. This is I just fetch the source package, re-upload it, and delete the whole stuff again. Yeah. So what I would like to see, if you make a wrapper like the source package gets automatically added to the repository. What I would like to see would that. Also, you if there is a package that is ready for upload, yeah, make automatically a new source package out of it, so that I don't have to care about the SVN. I just get the source package and upload that. So that you make just I can add the new dev source line to my up sources, and I see there's a package ready. I up get source it. I make it diff with the old one and I upload it. I don't want to use the whole subversion thing for it because it's, I have to think about how was the URL and I have to export it and
that's why you want to write some script in the like dev script really with a new tool collab named or I don't know what a good name but which would basically hide all the URL stuff. You write that we have the problem also when you introduce such an infrastructure that you can't make it a habit for everyone in one day. So we will have a system that will fetch new uploads that were done in Unstable without going through subversion. We would reintegrate it. So yeah. We could work on something like you.
You can put in a commit hook that then does export from SVN. And then stores the file on the
directory. Essentially, my point is make it as easy as possible for people that just do some QA uploads at one time in a month and don't want to have to remember anything about it. That's the essential
point. Really insane situation for you. I get tons of sponsor requests, but I can't afford that, so because if I accept one, I will have to accept the second one, and the next one becomes the official sponsor, and they do not have enough time for that. But if I can effectively sponsor someone once a month or several person once a month, I would do that when I have time.
An important point that was raised yesterday is if you do a sponsored upload, you are effectively responsible for every change that was made.
Yeah.
In that upload.
That was in the context of non-material uploads.
I mean, yeah, but it's exactly the same for packages that are not maintained.
The advantage is you don't have to subscribe to the PTS because all the bugs against orphan package already go to one address, so you only to subscribe to one. So that's.
There's one other thing I would like to mention. Isn't there a risk that you will.
Blindly approve packages.
Yes, that you will not check as well a patch and what effects it has, and if there are maybe dependency changes that an external guy overlooked.
A point to see is okay, speaking of packages which have very low impact. I mean, we have packages which are broken but nobody noticed because not many people are using them.
Yeah.
So in that case, since the very few people which are using them want to contribute a bit, I think we can trust them for this specific package. Doesn't mean we don't have to review, that's not true. We have to review, that's why we provide tools to make it easy.
We don't want to introduce root holes into in this way, I think.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
No.
We don't want to introduce new tools,
yeah.
But we want to continue to support tools which were already integrated this way.
Well,
as long as we have a few users for that.
I have two problems with this proposal. And the first one is relatively simple. If I go to a website, pick a package that was like fixed in the last 2 weeks, and do a diff and then upload, I don't use it. I can't see if there are some broken changes, and I don't understand.
It's not a new problem.
It's not a new problem, but normally sponsors are usually people who are interested in the package, or at least they should
be. But that's the problem of QA uploads in general, and not with the proposal at all.
It's a QA upload problem, sure, but it makes the problem worse because you're not doing the changes yourself. So you have another person doing changes, you have to understand what he wanted to do, or she wanted to do, and you have to check everything and have no idea what you are doing. It's completely...
Yeah, but it's not
so. There are so many ways you can make software.
I would see this as a good proposal if, for example, a patch that is uploaded by a developer and it's signed in the BTS, there would be a way that I could compare if that patch has been applied exactly as it was in the BTS in the package, in the subversion. That would be a way to like reduce the risk, because a person with the key in the ring has already applied a patch and probably has tested and is working for him. So I could just immediately see that this patch with this change set, which was already put in the BTS, is applied immediately.
If he's a developer, he would have logged directly.
Yeah, but maybe not.
Most patches in the BTS are not submitted by developers.
Yeah, but if there would be a way that, for example, I go to the BTS and I can review the patches, and then I could have the tarball with an assurance that exactly the same patches that were in the BTS were applied to this package. Because if not, I have to do all the work backwards. I have to take the package, take the previous one, have a diff, and then review the diff.
Do you check the patches in the BTS at first place? You don't have to check them. You only have to check what you upload. You don't have to check the
patches. You can't trust the patches in the BTS because mostly they are not provided by
the
developers,
but
by customers anyway.
But that's why you have to review them.
You have to check them sometime. And it's no different if you do it with BTS or do it with a diff.
Yeah.
So only if there's a patch by a known developer who's working with a package, you could skip that part,
If you have 10 patches and you have separating in different functionality or
different
problems,
that would be a good idea.
It's much easier to go through the BTS, check these patches, solve this, applied exactly in the same way, yes. And you don't have to open the tarball
and that's the problem with subversion and not...
probably subversion is not the best choice for this. Because subversion, subversion is not a decentralized tool, and in this case we have to count on people who are doing like 4 people joining together to maintain one package. And could be a good idea to not use subversion, but one of the more modern systems like Darks or Buts or whatever.
We don't have one.
We're not going to do that discussion.
I won't even tell you that SV key exists, SV, or I don't know what it is.
SVK,
which is a distributed
version. Mm-hmm. And a page sometimes too, but.
Dato is
I have a couple of concerns with this proposal. One of them is that it may lead to people having commit access to this repository to somehow. Lose responsibility about their changes. I mean, if you just say I commit and somebody will take and will load, and if it introduces bugs, well, they will take care of them or something. When a person has an interest in a package and he intends to adopt it, he prepares the package, builds it, makes sure it works well, he puts his name in the maintenance field, will handle bugs and all this stuff. I don't know why are we making an exception for this package, why they can be prepared without nobody caring for them.
That's not the problem.
I have no problem to put the name of the external maintainer in the maintainer field. To make sure that they are subscribed to the PDF so that they get bugs. I mean, those external contributors are supposed to have an interest in the package.
Is that necessary for a person to become a developer just to maintain a package?
No,
he could just interest. He should be a developer.
Really,
Well, I don't see if it will be a maintainer.
We may not deny it, but when you discuss with people, they are afraid to go to the new maintainer. They are knowledge people. I mean, just a quick example, or maybe we can continue
just
we have an example to show it,
and then we can discuss.
Okay.
Okay.
This is a quick show of how we see the SVM repository. Basically, it's divided in three sections. The first one, off-front, is a section where packages are automatically injected in the repository. And if we have an external contributor who comes and who wants to contribute to the package, we will move the package from off-front to excellent. And we had the idea with Raphael that maybe if this external contributor, after the time it seems to go through an aim and look for a sponsor and so on, and then...
Well, you can have sponsors without going through an aim. It's not needed to become a developer to just upload a package. I mean, it's a complete misunderstanding. You don't need a developer account to maintain packages. It's not needed. Yeah, you know, there are so many people who say...
I don't say that.
Will say, I want to sponsor you, you don't plan on becoming that.
Yeah, but there are so many people who just become a developer for one package, and it's not needed. It creates security risks, adds to the load of the new maintainer team.
Your point is clear.
I work for iOS administrator, and I create dozens of group projects for... only a subversion repository. And if we have a subversion repository with many good tools to work with subversion, we could at least offer the service to usual Debian maintainers as well. That's why there's the deadband part.
I think we're talking about two different topics here. One is, what can we do to get more people to work on orphan packages? And this will most likely be one-time contribution. That's the point Dato somehow mentioned. If they are going to actually maintain the package, it's no longer orphaned. So that's a different topic. They will put their name in the maintainer field and so on, and they will get a sponsor and so on. And the other topic is how to make sponsoring or maintaining easier. And that's what Subversion or any other revision control system is for. And we should decide now which topic we are talking about. I don't want to discuss SVN build package now. I do want to discuss how sponsoring is made easier, both for orphan packages, where I just get one-time contribution, and
in general, but we are constantly mixing these two topics, like organizing sponsoring and organizing QA upload.
Right.
And some people here, at least me, have very different opinions on this both paths. I find it a very good idea to offer these tools for sponsoring. But there are some areas where you have to handle the packages in another way when they are really orphaned and the contributor doesn't want to be listed as a maintainer. These are two cases and they have their differences, and you need sometimes to apply different policies for these both cases.
I think the main difference between orphan packages that don't have a maintainer and packages that are being sponsored is that for orphan packages there is really a minimal maintenance policy. Yeah? Only release critical bugs are in general fixed. You don't do new upstream releases. You don't do minor bug fixes.
If you want that out.
You want to keep the package stable as it is.
If you say that, you can find someone in the world who is not in the Debian world, who knows this software, who wants to patch it, but he doesn't have the time, he doesn't want to become a Debian developer. This proposal is also for providing a way to accept yourself.
But then
there's no
you can change of status.
Yeah, right.
the package is then no longer orphaned, it is being externally maintained, but that person is the maintainer at that point.
Right.
But he is not the developer,
so
he is the maintainer.
So this
right.
is news.
We do all agree, but we have problems with the world.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what we told you. The external named part was for package which are not orphaned anymore because we found people to keep them in a good state. But since they are not developed, we have to solve the problem of uploads. And because sponsors are difficult to find, we need to have a system which
but
makes it easy for other developers to work and makes it work.
I think you should finish presenting your proposal and then maybe we have time for discussion, but yeah.
So we go quickly. So this is the script that will automatically inject packages in the Svelte subversion. So it's really simple. It will fetch the source.gz file from the Archive and we'll look which package it doesn't already have in the subversion, and if it doesn't appear, it will use SVN inject. It can be run directly for importing only one given package, or it can be run like run on the default way. This script is already written, it works. I think we already said all that, but this is a correct
definition of
it. Okay, so who are external contributors to us? They are users of our fan package. They know how to patch it. They'd like to contribute to that Debian package, but they don't want to go through a name, and they don't want the package to be removed. So this is the final drawing, which you should compare with the first one. This is what we have in mind, in fact. So you see SVN in the middle. So the external maintainers are here, and they're coming here. Archive to SVN will grab packages from here and will put them here. And then the QA will work is to go there and eventually re-upload.
Yes. The point was already mentioned here in the trouble, but I think if you want to go on with this proposal, you should replace this QA group thing there with something more broad. Essentially, you should also, especially if you want the people to really maintain the packages over a time and to care for them, you should also include Debian mentors and mailing lists like that and people that are there. It's not only QA related,
yes,
and not only the QA group should be involved, but essentially, especially Debian mentors, you should propose there too and ask for people that want to do it there too, because there are also a lot of people that don't do QA blocks, but they do sponsoring very often, and they work
across. Yes.
And also you should move the orphan packages away. That's where you get them from, but as soon as you take them and they get to be maintained in this way, they're not really orphaned anymore.
Right.
And
I see.
That's important, because you don't want unrestricted changes to orphan packages.
Right, I think this has caused a bit of misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's no harm in having orphan packages in the repository as well.
Yeah.
They have three branches, one of which is orphan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
so
as
soon
as
you're moving between branches,
yeah.
So if the external maintainer stops working on the package, you have to open it again.
Yeah, sure.
And moving out of the repository.
Right.
Is
the point is that the orphan branch should receive very few commits, because as soon as you detect a person interested in a package, you should encourage him to adopt it.
Yeah.
As soon as move it
out.
Of course.
One thing about the ACL, is that going to be per package?
We will have that in mind.
No. So I don't have the technical data yet, but my idea was to, since we're using iOS project and all people are in the same group, we need to go a bit further to protect the commits, right? So I wanted to write a specialized hook script and protect this script with RCL so that they can't modify the rules.
I would
you about that later for another
break. by the way, Franz, you told you need a package this morning for Lintian. Just pay me and I'll add you admin to the project.
So now the proposal is seen, I think. So this is just a couple of interesting side effects.
Yeah.
We saw
that's what caused the confusion, because we started with the final package in mind, but we broadened our view during the discussion, but we haven't changed the word everywhere. So
yes.
How much effort are you duplicating from mentors, DebiNet, and sponsors, DebiNet? Because this sounds exactly like what they want to do, plus the original idea of doing something about orphan packages, which I really like and don't really find anymore in Google.
I know what mentors, DebiNet is, but what is the sponsor, DebiNet? It's fairly new, I think.
Yeah, it's very new.
Yeah, and I think that they are working together.
So maybe you should do also. I haven't looked into it, but only heard of it and it sounded interesting. I think Ubuntu has some
tool. Came from there.
And this sounds really interesting. It's just I don't know how it technically works, but you get something you would like to sponsor. It automatically fetches the latest version from Unstable or whatever and produces dev diffs and so on. And so everything you would want to have as a sponsor. So, as I see, you are reinventing the wheel here.
Yeah.
I'm glad to reuse or incorporate or work with other people. But just a matter to know. So send us mails with pointers and we'll check with everybody.
Okay.
I think I come back again to the same problem I mentioned before, but I think that it's just not reinventing the wheel, but it's also like adding a new step in the middle that won't provide much benefit, because when I get a package from here, I will have to again review everything. So I will do exactly the same process as downloading the source original package, and then applying the patches to see that everything applies perfectly and to see what the guy has done. So it's basically, from my point of view, like going back in time.
No, because you have tools ready for the review, that has already been applied, so they apply. And I don't see how it could be more difficult if you...
I don't say it's more difficult, it's just like adding like something that might not end up helping in any way.
I think it would help, for instance, it would make it easier to submit a patch. Because you can just submit a patch against the SVN repository. If you don't do that, you have to, if the package doesn't use dpatch or a patching system, you have to extract your diff from the diff.gz
import
when you submit it.
Default source.
Sorry.
Does the subversion repository import the full source of the package?
Yeah.
I think it
right now, yes.
It uses SVN build package.
Yes.
That's the point. So if you do any change to the package and want to submit the patch, you just do SVN diff and you're done with it. So it might ease the thing for submit patches.
And then
you profit of the history also.
I don't see the advantage there, because it's simply doing apt-get source package name, copy the package directory, do your change, and send a diff. It's no difference to doing SVN checkout, doing a diff, and then say SVN diff. I mean, it's like the same work as invest.
You can't apply patches that are on the BTS and sort them.
I would just repeat. I maintain all my packages in a version control system, and I also maintain all packages that I regularly sponsor in a version control system. And the point about this whole thing is that don't every sponsor have to make their own repositories of the packages that they sponsor, or make their own alias projects for each package that they sponsor, but that you only I have created the Elif project where I want to co-maintain a package and where I want to essentially sponsor someone. And it could be an alternative to have one huge repository where you have all the infrastructure only once and all the sponsors can work on it together. I don't know if this works out and if the sponsors really will do it, but I don't think it's like broken by default. So I think it's a good idea.
There could be a lot to gain there. But
yeah.
A side effect of that is allowing external people to do the commits that you will also have to teach them how to do properly with proper commit messages, with unified commits for one problem, you do a commit, then you work on the next problem, you do a commit. And there should also be a very easy way to say, okay, this is shit, revert all the way back to the current released source.
Yeah, but that's my concern.
And I want to ask the person who worked on that to start again.
So I want to talk about my concern for 20 minutes now. The problem with the fixed repository and the website, which is saying which packages have been updated in the last time and need to be uploaded, is that you have no personal relationship between the sponsor and the person who's doing the maintenance. So you can't go simply and say, hey guy, your package sucks. I mean, you shouldn't do it anyway, but you should say your package sucks because A, B, C, D. And without this personal relationship, you have a really big problem to educate people to do better. You can't, it's so detached and so complicated to just contact someone you have no experience with and say, okay, I've looked at your package and I would sponsor it if you do that, and blah, blah, blah.
We have both problems. On the one side, we have many knowledge people who don't need any help, who can't do anything because they have no sponsor. And the other one is the problem that you were telling me last year.
Yeah, but I'm seeing a lot of persons who are nearly developers, and most of them
I
still...
I have no issue on this concern. I don't know, we could solve that maybe as
well,
kind of user rating,
not user rating, but the problem of the whole proposal is that you detach sponsories from sponsors. You have like a
pool,
completely random relationship. You go to the pool, take one package, the person you don't know, and upload it. So you don't have the usual point of contact which you can, where you can ask to do something. That's a problem with the proposal. It's not something you can solve, but it's one side of the whole proposal.
We can try to think about it and
find
work out.
But
the idea of user rating is not so done. But when you start sponsoring reports this way, we could have a system where we count how many uploads were sponsored. I mean, the first time we need to make a thorough check and give them more advice. But when he did already 10 uploads, then we could maybe trust him more, and so we could have some kind of system this way, maybe.
Yeah.
This way, maybe.
Well, it only solves a part of the problem. I mean, it would be nice to have one big repository to coordinate sponsorship and do better than now, because we have one mailing list, Debian Mentors, which is flooded by requests. Most of the packages are simply crap because they are first tries. And of people who have no experience and sometimes don't even want to maintain Debian packages, but say, I have this project and I want to see it in the main archive, but haven't read any Debian documentation. So if we have one common repository, we can say, okay, you can upload your packages, your package source, and your package diff there, and we'll provide a forum for sponsors to go there and pick a package which they like, and then become a sponsor for this package for a longer time. We have not that at the moment because we have no repository.
We have
mentors
Debian and we have sponsors Debian.
Yeah, but they are not version control systems, but simply one web interface to find a sponsor and one very used tag to put your packages in.
Yeah, but
it's more like a dating service than
It would be nice when it's a plan Martin Mittelmann I had for a longer time. We wanted to merge Debian Mentors and the whole new maintainer process for a long time, because there are many places where this interacts and where we should merge some stuff. And if we create one place for people who want to sponsor, where they can put the packages and receive comments and find a sponsor in a more organized way than now, we could do a lot better than now. But
yeah, it's not impossible. I mean, we could create a new section which would be the really more called mentoring meeting,
yeah,
or something like that. But someone could have in one section we would have more trust, and the other section we know we have to check and explain them and people have the time to make good advice and do a thorough check and take more time with the external contributor. We work in package sections and people like your friends or me.
Well, what's the rest of the problem? Do we have anything after this or?
Yeah, there's another. Art wanted to do a release talk.
Yeah.
Something about not
that's
releasing.
Not important. And that's off topic anyway.
Just have to do a release instead of a release talk.
The question is. What point in this proposal do you think hinders sponsors from only doing selective packages and only doing them right? I don't know. You said a big repository is good, but this proposal divides sponsors in sponsors. But I don't see your point. Where is the difference? Or where does it break? Which is the important part that you don't
break?
The
break is not in the tools, the break in his mind is the way we described it.
I have a problem with the description of the project. I like the idea of a common repository for sponsored packages, and I like the idea of a common interface to find a sponsor and to find a package you can sponsor. It's needed because the mailing list we use for that is completely useless at the moment, because I don't know, like 50 posts a day, and it's just too much to follow it. And mostly catch up and don't read most of the posts. And so it's a good idea to have a better way to do it. But it's not exactly a good way to maintain orphan packages by external contributors. It's a good proposal, but for something different.
it makes it easier for orphan packages to get into the sponsored state.
Yeah.
It's perfect for that, and that's why I also think it would be a bad idea to upload every orphan package by default, because then you will just create a huge repository for which 90% is not used and will never change. You should only put a package in when there's no interest in it.
I think we should really stop now and continue the discussion somewhere else, because other people want to listen to the next talk completely and might have to go and.
Yeah, okay.
We won't finish it anyway.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for this.